Sri Lanka violence increases, but outreach continues. A ministry is responding to the devastation in the heartland, and good things are brewing in a Christian cafe down under. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. While both sides seem to be observing a ceasefire, the signs of a deepening conflict in Sri Lanka are everywhere. Many fear it's a preview of a conflict that could see thousands die. Back to the Bible's country director, James Kenigan Iagam, says this conflict pits the Sinhalese government against the Tamil Tiger rebels.
It's primarily an ethnic issue. There are increased number of arrests being made, and all the people arrested obviously are Tamils because they are more likely to be connected with Tamil Tigers. So therefore, there's, you know, that sense of tension then for the Tamil-speaking people.
While these tensions are increasing, it hasn't stopped ministry, but it's quieter.
We have the correspondence courses that are continuing to minister to people and draw people who, it's not an overt evangelistic tool. It continues to grow because people are looking for answers to their questions as well at times like this.
That, coupled with the radio broadcasts, are effective in sharing the gospel with those who are looking for answers. Next, Greensburg, Kansas is gone, swept away by a deadly tornado in the United States on Friday. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Bill Adams is on the scene.
Normally, we would be looking to send our folks that do cleanup and repairs, but there's not a need for that right now. The cleanup is consisting of bulldozers that are pushing things out of the way. The destruction is so extensive, it's not a matter of repairing a roof or cleaning up someone's basement. This is way beyond that.
He's meeting today with the leaders of other ministries and the local residents to figure out a long-term response.
We often send in our construction teams, which we usually make a long-term commitment, and we'll go into a community and help those that are really the ones that have unmet needs.
Adam says beyond the physical labor, there's a spiritual labor as well.
We come into a community and invariably we have more of an opportunity to show the love of Christ. In fact, our people come back often and say that either they receive blessing by being able to touch people, or they realize that just bringing hope to a survivor who's lost everything sometimes is more important than even building a home for them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For Haiti with Love's website guestbook has been flooded with hundreds of inappropriate advertisements for a while now. They've tried several filtering methods but can't find a way to fix the problem. In response to a prayer request, many Christian organizations reported the same thing. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says,
it seems most of them have just given up on the idea of having a guestbook. It is definitely an attack on religious websites for guestbook entries, because I have spoken with a lot of secular websites that have guestbooks, and they're not having that problem.
The guestbook was a place where visitors could exchange positive reports and feedback to For Haiti with Love and to each other. Christians can pray.
We need God's intervention on these guys so that the good guys can come up with the technology to be ahead of the bad guys.
Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization's Greater Europe team shares exciting news from Eastern Slovakia. They just moved to a centrally located new building where they can launch a new wood workshop for the Roma and expand their job training ministry to this downtrodden people group. The good news is that half the students are from the local church and the rest are from the community. OM's working to strengthen and help plant churches, especially among the unreached in this region. And Grace Ministries reports that good things are still brewing at Mars Hill Cafe down under. As Christian leaders in Australia are hearing about the good things happening at Mars Hill, they become interested in starting similar ministries. Many believers have approached Kevin and Lisa Krause, who are the creators of Mars Hill, to consult them about their ideas. At the coffee shop, believers can be a witness to others in a relaxed atmosphere. Pray that God would provide for those who begin similar ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.